Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of You Fucking Guessed It. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and Geo7. We manage the following bands or artists from around the world. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, SoCal Wreckers, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Rejects, and the Mortis Doll Dancers, featuring Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten and Cinder. We also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Fallen Fury, Side Effect, and Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. We also have Berserk and Hollywood Nightmare from Los Angeles. We're going to give a shout out to our usual bars and venues that we work with regularly, or at least we did before the COVID, and hope to be working with them again as soon as this is all over with. We have the Firestar Bar in downtown Los Angeles. That's at 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. Owners Mark and Angie Cordova, we miss you very much. We hope everything is all well with you and that everything will be back up and running very soon. We have Petey's Place, which is at 6025 Reseda Boulevard in Tarzana, California. Owner Petey Partello, we miss you, Petey. Can't wait to see you again. We have the Universal Bar and Grill at 4093 Lancashire Boulevard in North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer. What up, Greg? We also have the Rainbow Bar and Grill at 9015 Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, California, 90069. Shout out to Nick Foco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. He also has a tribute band called Nightmare, which is a tribute to Alice Cooper. Check them out. Lots going on out here in LA, of course, with all the COVID going on. Things are still closed down. We hope that, you know, stuff will be back up and running very soon. Let's see. We have the Nerd Word of the Week. Check out our hashtag Nerd Word of the Week. We have a provocateur. It is spelled P-R-O-V-O-C-A-T-E-U-R. Provocateur. It's a noun. That's a person who stirs up public feelings, especially of discontent. Donald Trump is a provocateur. Anyway, we're going to get on with our show this week, though. Welcome to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Welcome to all of our entertainmentaholics out there. We are very privileged to have Derek Webb, fitness trainer extraordinaire, on the show this week. How's it going, Derek?
Not bad. How about yourself, Jenny?
Not too bad. Where are you? Where are you chiming in from or zooming in from?
Where I do all my gym and fitness activity, the home gym studio where I do all my work and my activity, and where I get the job done.
And where is that located?
Epping, New Hampshire.
Woo, New Hampshire. Yeah.
small little country town, small little, you know, everyone I get the you see Epping, New Hampshire, and they go, where is that? And I'm like,
that's okay. I'm from.
It doesn't shine like Hollywood or LA or any of those other fancy things you guys got going on, but it's something.
It doesn't matter because I'm from Holton, Maine on the Canadian border. So
yeah.
Really does not matter. I'm from a town of 5,000 people.
Yeah, so you know the backwoods, so you got to go in the country driving and all that.
Yeah, I literally grew up in the backwoods, literally.
Oh,
it was the B road. Literally, it was it's so country that they couldn't. It's literally the letter B. B road. They couldn't even put any other thing with it. It was the letter B. That's how country we fucking are. Anyway, so I'm glad that was another reason I wanted to have you do the the segment every week for fitness was because you're a new, you know, you're from New England, same as me, you know, New Hampshire. That's, you know, I thought that was a great thing, and so it's like, you know, I'm trying to kind of tie in the whole New England meets LA type of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought, like, when we discussed it, that's why I thought about it. And I was like, you know, there's not too many, you don't see it that often, especially with what's going on in the world, with the craziness, the pandemic that we're in, all the, you know, awkwardness going on. Why not? And everyone's lacking going to the gym because of the fear of the COVID. They're trying to do their home fitness thing. So why not bring it to the people to the best way of our ability, you know?
Exactly. A lot of people need to be reassured out there that you can still, you know, do something, you know, with yourself or with your time during this whole pandemic. I mean, why not get in great shape while you're doing nothing?
Exactly. I know, right? It's funny because I had people approach me too, and they tell me about, like, dude, like, I said that, like, there was one point I was doing laps around my block, and I literally did about 2.5 hours worth of running straight, and I had somebody look at me, they're like, dude, I watched you run for 2 hours, and I just can't, like, I'm out of breath, I can't keep up. I'm like, it's not that hard, you just got to get off the couch and go for it, dude. And he goes, well, easy for you to say, you got the means for it, you got the stamina. And you know, like, chug a cup of coffee. But honest to God, it is. What's going on in the world today, it's good to get off the couch, and it's definitely, fitness is a major part of, I think, should be incorporated into everyone's lifestyle, the way of living. And that's the sad part, is we lack a lot of money with a lot of incorporation of health and fitness. Not only do you physically do the best for you, but emotionally and mentally, it does do a lot for the body and soul. And it definitely brings a lot of ease to the body.
Yeah, I would have dropped out after 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Oh, come on. We'll get you. No. When the program's done, we'll get you. What?
I need stamina training. I need, Planet Fitness closed down out here. LA's got such a high COVID testing positive rate that, especially Los Angeles.
Yeah.
LA County, so, you know.
And yeah. I have a lot of people too. I wanted to go, like, it's funny, I've actually spoken to, like, you know, especially some of the producers and directors who I spoke with out in LA and Hollywood for doing my DVD production for my fitness DVD I'm going to be producing. They actually told me, they're like, dude, you know, honestly, it's hard to get anyone out here. Like, California's holding it down now. It's a mad zone between the wildfires, the COVID. There's like barely any students going out there. So it's definitely a night. You guys have it going hard out there. You know, my hats off to you guys, and God bless everyone out there in LA and Hollywood. You know, my thoughts and prayers with everyone with the pandemic and the wildfires, what's going on. You guys are going through a tremendous time. And my thoughts are, you know,
been pretty bad out here, especially with that fire that happened, all because of some people doing a gender reveal party. Bugger for set off. I mean, just that's the most thing you ever heard of. I'm sorry, no offense to anybody out there who's done a gender reveal party. Anyway, back in the day, when I was born, they didn't even want to know the sex of the baby. They said, no, we'll find out when it happens. And then by the time I came to have children, we at least debating on whether or not we wanted to have an ultrasound and what the sex was and all that, but we didn't reveal it to the world. Went and had a baby shower or some shit, but I didn't do all that extra. But the whole point is they set it off with their photographer. I don't know. So then, yeah, but unfortunately, a firefighter lost his life, during the process. Yeah. That's horrible. But there was a lot of ash, like over where I work. It was like a lot of ash on my car.
Oh, like, wow.
I had to go to my car. There would be like a lot of ash all over it. And then the air was just really thick with smoke and you could smell it. It was really bad.
Even though
it was, yeah. So I feel bad for all the people who's like maybe lost their home or the man who, firefighter who passed away. And then also all the animals that died and the trees and everything else. Like, I just feel bad for all that, and my heart goes out to all the people who, who've been affected by that whole thing. So,
yeah, that is sad.
But then the COVID has just been horrible for everybody too. So, LA has just been kind of a real bitch to be in.
Pretty much a city to win a bundle, huh?
Since March, it's been a real bitch. So,
oh yeah. That's what I heard it from everyone, the producers, the directors, and people I spoke with. They're like, yeah, it's honestly, it's a shit show out here. It's, you can't really get much done. No business, nothing. It's a crap show with the COVID and everything else.
All the extra money you might want to make doing background acting or being a seat filler for a television show or a awards thing or whatever. You can't make any extra money in the entertainment industry because of it. There's a lot of, people have been affected, like all the crews, all the people who work on TV shows and movies and like music stuff, concerts, everything's just been shut right down. Everything, unless you're an essential business or it's not a thing. You can't eat out at a restaurant out here. It's gotten really crazy.
Oh, geez.
But
so what's that bloody steak, huh?
Things have been closed down. My damn Planet Fitness has been closed.
It opened. Oh, come on, Denny. That's
closed it back down. So see, that's where I, that's a source of my pain is no Planet Fitness.
Come on, why? Who needs Planet Fitness when you got me? You don't need Planet Fitness.
I live in an RV. Source of my showers and my workout.
I was gonna say I can't assist you with that part, but I can get you the workout piece, but I can't get you the shower, the shampoo and conditioner. But
you can teach all of our listeners and viewers out there a thing or two. Tell people a little bit more about your background in the world of fitness, so everybody kind of knows a little bit more about you.
Yeah. All right. Well, pretty much I started off, honestly, I got into the fitness industry. I'm still quite, I'm still young, but I got involved when I was literally only 15 years old. And it started when I literally went home from school. And honestly, school for me, and I don't want to go on this long rant, but like school was, I was more like the clown, the troublemaker, honestly, in the class. And I'm not going to lie, the grades, the books weren't like up my alley. And I was like, I got to find something that I love. I got to do. I got to get a hobby or something. And I remember just getting home from school and my older brother, who he's the one who I got to honestly say, he put my foot in the door of the fitness industry. I saw him lifting weights. We had a weight set in my garage. And I was like, I like that. That looks cool. I want to do what you're doing because he used to play athletic sports. Okay. And he's like, here's a barbell. He taught me what a barbell was. He taught me what a dumbbell was. And at that point, I just started lifting and I was lifting and I was lifting. And I just made it a ritual thing. I was 15 years old and I was like, I want to keep doing this. This is fun. It's, you're letting out anger. You can feel like you're letting out momentum. Emotionally, mentally, it's helping the mind, the body, the soul. I said, I got to keep going with this. And I just shot with it. I kept going. And I just every day after school, every day between work and school, I just made a ritual. I fit it into my schedule and I did it. And then over a course of time, I developed such a base for it that I had, relatives, friends, family, peers, people I knew of around my local community just coming to me asking for fitness and nutrition advice, or people saying, hey, you're looking good. You know, what are you doing? What's the trick? What are you doing at home? And I explained to them, like, honestly, there's no trick. I mean, it's just, you're going to have the mental self-discipline. You're going to have, you want it, you got to mentally be involved, and you just got to get off. You got to have the go. You got to get off the couch. You got to go for it. And I know for some people that's hard, especially what's going on in today's world. But it's just, that's what did it for me. It was having that mental military, I guess, like self-discipline. Not that I was never in the military, but I had that foundation set that you want the results, you want to achieve what you wanted, you got to go for it. You got to work hard. And I just did it and did it day in and day out. And then one day, like, I just turned around. I miraculously got an offer, which surprised me, because I got Daniel Narcidio, who was the executive president and CEO at the time of Playgirl Adult Entertainment Magazine, approached me, and, you know, he said, hey, you know, you're looking, you know, we were looking for some guys for a campus, you know, punk magazine issue. We're doing a December winter, so our December Christmas issue. And it's is that something you'd be interested in? I don't know. I mean, fitness is my thing. Not, you know, I never considered stripping down. I'm like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm one ugly bastard. I don't think I'm ready for that. He goes, no, I mean, you got, you know, girls, you know, they want to see the muscle guys. It's our campus hunk issue, which is the college guys that were doing it. They like, you know, that's what, you know, they want to see. So we'd like, you know, consider you as one of our men for that issue. So they put me in there. And then little did I know, as I was getting ready to sign the documents, the contracts and everything for Playgirl, they turned around and say, oh, did we mention you're also going to be in a contestant runner up for a Real Man of the Year? And I'm like, what? I'm like, you guys are crazy. And they're like, yeah, and they're like, because you and a few other guys have been selected too to be also considered. And I was a contestant runner up for Real Man of the Year. It was me and a few other guys, and we did it to the December Christmas issue, and then we did the spring 2011 edition of Playgirl Adult Entertainment Magazine. And that's really honestly what got it kicked off, was working out, people noticing the physique, people asking questions, and then someone like that who just happened to, you know, offer me such a great ample opportunity. And then from there, I was like, wow, fitness can make me do this. What other amazing things could I achieve in the world of health and fitness if I just keep going with it, and if I turn this into like more or less a career? And that's what I did. It was like, this is something like, what could I do with this? And then I took it and I ran with it. And the next thing you know, I saw these other great programs that other, you know, you see all over TV, like, you know, with all some Beachbody programs, which I'm sure you're familiar with the company Beachbody.
I own their videos.
So you're
fanatic. I love them.
Yeah, Beachbody has some great programs, and they had Sean T. You know, they as Sean T's and Sandy.
Yeah, I got T25, and I've got the
P90X. That was mine. I did P, and I next thing you know,
T25. Thanks to Sean T, I lost 40 pounds in 10 weeks.
What? Jeez, that's incredible, man.
I'm telling you,
and that's what. Then I got involved into the beach one because I started seeing their products. And I was like, wow, these are neat. I started doing, and I tried out their video. I did the P90X, and I was like, you know, this would be a great thing to get my career more in if I get in contact with these folks. And I got in contact with the CEO. His name, sure, maybe you're familiar with him, is Carl Deichler. He's the CEO of Beachbody, and John Condon, who's the president. And I got in contact with him. They said, yeah, we got a coaching program that started at the time. If you want, we can have you come on as a subcontracted coach. And that's what I did. And I came on as a coach, and they said, your job is to teach people programs like P90X, T25, teach people how to get more involved into the fitness industry, how to get the nutrition they need for their bodies. So I pretty much was sitting there educating people through Beachbody on the different programs such as P90X, Insanity, showing people the things with the nutrition, like the Shakeology was a big one. I remember at the time, the Shakeology was a supplement powder. And right. For a while of doing,
that's actually good stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I loved it. That stuff. And I got to give my hats off to Beachbody, because honestly, if it wasn't for,
products, you know, great videos, everything.
What's that?
We have great products and videos.
Well, yeah, like some fabulous videos and fabulous productions. They have some great stuff. And I would advise or recommend anyone who's listening or watching, check them out, www.beachbody.com, because, you know, they do have a lot of fabulous, great stuff on there.
No and, joke. Got to put the work in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to put the work in. I was going to say, you got to put the work in, and you got to get off the couch. So you got to put that cheeseburger down, you got to put the Coke down, the hot dog, and you got to say, oh, shit.
The videos. I bought the videos. Well, you actually got to get up off the couch.
Yeah, you got to get off the couch and do
it. And put in the work.
So that's pretty much where I ended up there with Beachbody, you know, all these other fabulous people. And then I ended up, you know, at one point, the coaching thing was great. I did it for about a couple of years, and I said, you know, this is kind of, I want to kind of achieve more. I want to advance more from this. And I said, you know, I feel like I'm going places, but not to the point where I want to be. And at that point, I kind of, I guess you could say, unfortunately, kind of me and Beachbody, we did our separate thing. And I went my separate way. I did my own thing. They went their own way. And I stepped down from the coaching thing with them and started doing my own thing, the gyms, the local gyms, and home workout routines. And next thing you know, I'm like, I got all these more people kind of, oh, you're doing great. You're looking fabulous. Can you come train me? Can you train me here? Can you do that? And it's like, okay. Then I had people privately emailing me, you know, I want to fit in that wedding dress. I want to look nice for the wedding coming up. And, you know, I need to lose a few pounds. So can you help me? You know, what's that?
It's perfect, especially if you live in a smaller town or smaller
and then area. I
don't got too many of you in that area.
Yeah. What's that?
It's perfect for a place like where you live, where there is not a lot of people. So, like, you might not have too many other fitness instructors in town. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can capitalize on a business like that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
The whole county or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's great.
And I just took it and I ran with it. I was like, yeah. Then I thought about it. And honestly, I idolized a lot of Beachbody. And I idolized a lot of the great, phenomenal workout bodybuilders who I watched. Like, honestly, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was
Tybo. Man, I used to do that shit too. Hell yeah.
And,
do it.
Yeah, and they,
you need to make your own video. Like, you already have your own video thing, right?
Yeah. Like there, I have a it's through trainmelive.com. If you, it's www.trainmelive.com. It's Derek's Fitness Network. It's a fitness network class-show, and it premieres Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 to 5 p.m. every Monday.
That's and awesome. It's too big, yep. Like Beachbody, like with your own, like, whole, like, DVD sets and, like, your,
and
we need to do like that. Yeah.
What's that?
I said, we need to get you big like that, like with the, like the Beachbody thing. Like, you have your own workout videos and your own, like, you know, whole packaging and your promotional. And yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, that's funny, but that's how far I've come to the point where I actually did. I got in contact because I got in, after talking to some people, being acquainted with some of the people through Beachbody, I was like, I contacted some producers actually really closely with Beachbody, with a lot of their, they actually filmed a lot of the fitness DVDs that Beachbody does produce. And I was like, wow, this is, you know, I can't believe I'm speaking with these people. And I brought up the idea. I said, being a former coach, being a fitness expert, doing fitness since I was 15 and then working formerly with Beachbody, I said, you know, I was speaking to the director one day. I spoke on the phone. I was talking to I believe it was Ned Farr or one of the other directors who actually helped produce P90X. And I was, you know, what do I got to do to make my DVD? Because I said, I'm at a point where I want to build something for people. I want to show people something. I want to start doing something magnificent. And he goes, honestly, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication, but I mean, if you get something together, you know, share it, and I'm sure we can people can take a look at it. And unfortunately, like, I tried sharing it with them and they were like, oh, you know, it's something really without what we want to work with right now. And then ironically, I spoke with another young lady who she actually works with Beachbody. And she's a producer too, for them, who does a lot of their DVDs and film producing. And she turns around and she goes, yeah, actually, I like that idea. It's a good workout. And I said, what's your idea? And I said, well, I wanted the title. I said, the title of my program is going to be D's Extreme. For Derek. And I said, I want to have a good, you know, I want it to be based on a lot of upper body strength, stamina, conditioning. I want it to be involving some ab core routines and here's what I want to do with it. And my whole thing is I want people to understand with a workout, like there's so much more to, because you see all these bodybuilders, they go into the gym and it's kind of like they're trying to lift these maximum weights and they're sitting there going, oh, we got this 200, 300 pounds bench press. But why kill yourself when the real work is in, you know, it's just right there in front of you. You got, you know, simple products in front of you that you can do. And I said, that's what I want to make it simple. And I want to get people in shape with the most simplest productation they have, whether it be just a set of dumbbells or a set of anything. And that's exactly what Beachbody does. They do a lot of workouts. All you need is dumbbells, pull up bar, things like that. And she said, all right, well, let's talk more. Send me your ideas. And I did. I shot them an email and they turned around and they liked it. And they said, all right, yeah, just if you want to start working together, we can definitely produce it on DVD for you. If that's something you want to do, we can develop a DVD. And I said, great. And I spoke to another production company and they were willing to put together the DVD production. And they said, yep, we'll shoot it and they can produce the DVD. And so here I am today. I actually got a production contract and I actually now have a DVD in the making. So
hell I'm actually, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Woo. And I actually have it. It's actually the filming is set to begin. Actually, we're going to be starting filming early December. So I will be. Awesome. What's that?
Awesome! That's so great. Congratulations on that.
Oh yeah, no, it's happy. It's a little nerve wracking because it's gonna like I already tell my I got my little ones at home, and it's neat to be such an idol and such an inspiration to be like, you know, to be so involved in such a career to the point that you're starting to become an inspiration to someone to change someone's life. Like I have little kids at home, and I see my little one all the time, and he's like, Daddy, I'm going to do push-ups like you, or Daddy, I want to do push-ups. And I see him, then I'm like, it makes me feel like amazing to know I'm changing, not like I'm setting such an example shift to people. And then I got, like I said, I got a good friend of mine, a gentleman named Roger. He actually works here in this local small town. And he knows how far I've come in my fitness career and he's doing a fabulous job with a lot of his stuff. And he, you know, to have him approach me and have other people approach me, tell me that, like, dude, you've been such an inspiration. You know, you're changing. I see the stuff you're doing, Derek's Fitness Network every Monday. I see you got this contract going. You're, you know, on your social media, you got this contract going. You're going to be doing your own DVD, fitness workout DVD. You know, you were a Home Place magazine model. You're our walking hometown inspiration. You know, a lot of people just don't see that every day. And you know, you have inspired me to become something more than I'm. To be for myself, and to know that I'm affecting someone's life that much, and to know I'm hearing someone tell me that oh, because of you, you know, I actually can go play my fitness, or because of you, I actually feel like I can be a normal human being, or because of you, I actually exercising and the working out has not only helped me lose weight or build the muscle, but I feel mentally and emotionally better about myself. The anxiety, the fears I used to have, completely washed away. And to hear those thoughts, it does. It brings tears to your eyes because they think, you know, here I am only 29 years old and I started something at 15 in a garage with a couple set of mangy little dumbbells. And it turned into this, you know, with a DVD production and now with a fitness network online and then with a Playgirl Delt. And, you know, it's like to think what started off as a simple home thing turned into this explosive idea. And a lot of it just shows.
You turned it into an explosive idea.
Oh yeah. Well,
anybody could just work out and work out and work out and have a nice physique and da 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 da. You figured out you wanted to do something with it, and you actually put in the work and contacted people like me, like the people at Beachbody, like these producers and directors and this, that. You put in the work. You started your own gym. You started your things. You know what I'm saying? You did this. You put it in the work and you went after it. I mean, there's a lot of people who start a gym or whatever, you know, like they own their own fitness studio or boxing gym or whatever it is, but they don't go after things like having a actual workout video, having their own workout channel, having like you are in a league of your own. You are a different breed. You see what I'm saying? There's you know what I mean? There's a personality and then there's a person who's just owns a gym. Okay. There's a huge difference. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I wanted to be. Like I took fitness, you know, every day I went to the, you know, I hit the weights. I was like, I was like, you know, I want to be something. I want to be an inspiration to people. I want to take, it's not, I mean, there are people that work out, honestly, let's face it. There are people, when they go to the gym, they work out. Everyone has different goals. Some people, their goals are to, I want to lose the weight. Some other people, their goals are to, I want to build the muscle. So there are people that are just doing it, honestly, guys are there that are, you know, I got the big arms, I'm pressing the cute blonde beside me in the gym. You know, they're guys that are doing it to impress the college girl standing beside them 2 feet. But the reality of it is, I went there with a goal. I was like, I don't want that. My goal is I want to be an inspiration. I want to impact someone's life, like the people I grew up idolizing, people like, you know, I watched in these other fitness programs I've done through other programs. I want to become something myself, my children, my future. And I said, but most of all, I want to impact the nation. I want to change people's lives. I want to make people realize there's so much more to health and fitness than just looking fabulous for, you know, cute girl beside you or looking like a cute man walking into a local restaurant. Like, I want to be able to say, like, look, this can change your way of living. If you actually take it, you take the world of health and fitness and you just run it and you go and you push and you strive. It's immaculate, the beautiful things you can accomplish, the dreams that you can do. And it's, a lot of people don't even realize, like, I mean, I tell people all the time, like, just follow your dream, because that's what I did. My dream was to do my DVD. And since I was 15 years old, I was like, it'd be something. And here I am, you know, I watched people growing up, like Jack, you know, for example, Richard Simmons, Jack O'Lane, then Beachbody people like Tony Horton, Sean T. These people are like, I idolized doing something that they were doing. Now here I'm stepping into the spotlight of pretty much doing what they are doing and actually doing my own DVD and doing my own fitness network channels and doing things that I never thought were possible. And I was like, I never thought I'd dream, honestly, I would be sitting here having a live radio broadcast with you folks about this conversation. But it just goes to show you, if you follow your... What's that?
With L.A., woo!
Yeah, I know, right? Woo, Hollywood! And that's actually, the thing.
All the way from New Hampshire. That's what we always call you in Maine. We call you New Hampshire.
Oh, jeez. Now you got me. But no, I actually, I turned around, you know, and I said, I can do this, you know, and I did it, and I took it with a passion, I ran with it, and I want people to also see, you know, with a dream, you're, you know, anybody that has a dream, just follow your dream, follow your passion, because never give up. Because honestly, if a small town kid like me at the age of 15, starting in a garage with broken down material, can turn something like that into that, I'm speaking to you guys live in Hollywood, LA, over a live radio broadcast station, and being in a, you know, that just goes to show you anything is possible. Always achieve your dreams, always go after them. And
you know, I hear you on that one. I never thought I would move back out here in 2012. Get, you know, like a series of radio shows that evolved into what it is now, and then be at a great station like LA Talk Radio. I never thought that I'd be doing my own concerts. I never thought I'd be like managing bands from around the world. I never thought that I'd have my own like record label or film company or production stuff. I mean, I never thought I would have any of this. And I'm from a little tiny town on the Canadian border of northern Maine. So, like, I really never saw any of this. And I didn't even start this whole journey technically entertaining.
Oh, jeez. That's what it really struck me.
Anything is fucking possible, dude. Don't give up on your dreams ever. If I can get into this shit and be in, you know, I mean, I'm not fully successful yet, but almost there. I think I've come a long way since I started this whole thing in 2012, but anything's possible. So just keep doing what you're doing, because you're already gonna film, you know, workout videos with Beachbody, and you're gonna have your own stuff. You have your own fitness network, you know, show and television stuff. And like, this is what I'm saying. So you've already come so far, and you said you're only 29. Like, imagine what you're going to have achieved in, like, another 10 years.
Yeah, by the time I'm 30. And it's just amazing to know, and just, you know, to know that this is how far I've come and this is how far I've become. I was back in school, going back to my academic years, being, you know, back in school, learning from the books. The books, for me, were a troublesome thing. And academic curriculum was not my thing. And, you know, back then, actually, you know, I'll be honest, I wasn't a success in school. I ended up dropping out at high school. And I got a lot of grief for it. Everyone's, but you're, and it, everyone, you know, teachers, students, people I used to go to school with, you're going to be the loser. You dropped out of school. You're not going to do anything with your life. But here I am on LA Hollywood Talk Radio discussing the fitness DVD I'm producing.
A lot of people, a lot of famous people dropped out of fucking school, dude. A lot of famous people.
Oh, yeah.
And look where they are. I think, who was it? I don't know if it was Johnny Depp or Tom Cruise. One of them guys dropped out of school or something. I don't know. There's been a few famous people. And some of them are rich as motherfucker. So don't ever think that education necessarily is going to equate into, you know, a lot of money, because there are people who owe a lot of college debt and they're making, like, they're a doctor and they got to pay back all this fucking debt and shit now. So, like, I'm just saying it's not always about that.
Yeah, and I agree. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to sit here live air and encourage people to be like, want you guys to... Like,
I'm a fucking famous actor. I'm just saying that don't think that because you dropped out of school that you can't go back someday and finish it. And also don't think because you dropped out of school that you're going to be a nobody and a loser.
Yeah, that's
things around and change your life nobody knows what road you're going to go down in life. If you go, you know, you never know.
Yeah, so and that's actually what I tell people all the time. I'm like, look, you know, I dropped out of school. I wasn't good with the books, but found something I was great at, and I ran with it. It was fitness.
Not everybody was a college-bound person. Not everybody was meant to be a genius or... You know what I mean? Like, not everybody has got all that. Like, not everybody's good at school. Some people are bad test takers. You just, you know, go with your strengths. And you did. And that's amazing.
Yeah. And I just took everything that I thought I had strengths. Like you said, I took the strengths and the weaknesses. I cut them into something, ran with it. And now here we are today. And here I am, like I said, looking at working on my own fitness DVD, which is scheduled to start filming in early December. And I'm actually also working on a fitness book. Actually, I am working with a publishing company on also. Sometime I'm hoping by next summer I should have a book published.
That's awesome. See? Look at you. You're a smart man. See, and you dropped out of school and you think you're dumb for it. Now you're a smart man. Look at you. Look at you. You got a book next summer, probably. You gotta have your own video thing. You got your own TV. Man, look at you. You're smart.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm not a smart cookie. I wouldn't say I'm the best.
You're way smarter than you give yourself credit for.
I'm not the smartest chocolate chip in the jar, but I can tell you, I'm definitely. I would say maybe the best banana or grape.
We're not all Stephen Hawking. Come on now.
I know, right? Come on.
You can still have your own strengths and be smart in different ways. Everybody's got their own thing.
Oh yeah, Stephen Hawking. Yeah. He's quite the man, but honestly, it does. But it just goes to show you, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to develop something that, you know, could show people that fitness can change your life. So
now you're going to have a book. You're going to have, workout videos. You're going to have, like, all this stuff. See?
That's smart. And I'm actually working, too, also closely with another agency about possibly not – it's nothing's in the – for sure, guaranteed, but I'm working closely with other people. I'm possibly doing my own supplement brand line as well. So, I'm thinking of creating my own protein blend powders and supplements, especially to go with the program. It would be nice to have on DVD to actually have a combination of the supplements with the program.
Packaging, a plan, like all it together, like an inclusive thing like Beachbody does. That is really smart.
Between now and next summer, my plan is to get the book out, get the supplements out, and my goal is to get this filmed in December, and we'll have the production put together, we'll have it produced onto the DVD, manufactured, and we'll have this out broadcasting live for everyone by early spring, early summer next year as well. And that's my goal. And honestly, I've gotten to that point, and it's amazing because I show people all the time, it's like, dude, you know, how do you do it? How do you become this far? And I'm like, honestly, with working out or any health and fitness, it's all, like I said earlier, it's a mental self-discipline. You just got to have that discipline. You got to have that go. And it's a lot of people don't have it. They just say, oh, well, they watch a video or they watch a workout video, like you said, but they just feel like, oh, I bought it. So that's something. I made effort. But
That don't count.
Yeah, you got to get up and you got to
get with it. Like,
I said,
I lost 40 pounds in 10 weeks with T25. And that was because I put the work in. I got up at 4:30 every single morning. I did my 30-minute workout or however long, you know what I mean? Went and took my shower and then drove to work. And I made that a thing every day, Monday through Friday. And then I followed it exactly according to the chart. I did what they said to do. This day I did this workout. This day I did this workout. Then I just did it like they told me to and rotated everything like they said according to the charts. And boom, 40 pounds. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, like,
yeah, and it doesn't take
to put the work in. It doesn't just, you know, happen. You don't just magically lose 40 fucking pounds. You got to get up, you got to put in the workout, you got to do the thing.
And actually, the funny part is, and that's what I tell people too, is like almost similar. Like, the funny part is, with it comes to any fitness ideal routine of working, you know, all you need to do is just got to come up with the effort in. And a lot of people don't realize a lot of it too is, you see, I also see a lot of people killing themselves with heavy weights in the gym.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it's in the supplement, the nutrition, and a lot of people don't see that. They overlook the nutrition as a big thing. Because honestly, I gotta say, like, I wouldn't have gotten to the point I'm at now if it wasn't for the high amounts of protein, the intake of the nutrition. Like, really, to me, nutrition is the Bible. It's like the holy sacramental.
I do, yeah.
It's the sacramental Bible for the fitness industry. You gotta pretty much, honestly say, 10 professional bodybuilders, granted. Let's try to avoid the ones that have taken steroids. No, I'm only joking. But you don't line up a group of 10 of them and you say, hey, go lift that 110-pound dumbbell. Go lift that 90-pound. Go do a 55-pound dumbbell. They're going to look at you. Especially if they haven't eaten all day. Take 10 of them that haven't eaten all day and tell them to go do it. Guarantee you, they're going to struggle doing it or they're not going to.
Got to eat right.
The problem with a lot of workouts is a lot of people don't realize a lot of it is in the nutrition. You got to have the proper supplement, proper nutrition. You got to have the proper vitamin and minerals. You got to be intaking that protein, because honestly, like, some people, everyone's different on your age. I know some people go off the BMI, which is body mass index, which honestly, I don't even go off that. I just go by my weight. I usually go by my weight. What I weigh, roughly, I take about 200 grams of protein a day, personally. I like my average breakfast for a guy like me is like a cup of oatmeal, a banana, eight whites, and 3 cold eggs. So
that's really good breakfast.
Oh yeah, it's good, but I get my doctor a little concerned. They're like, "Sir, it's a lot of eggs. You should watch out. We should watch your." And I'm like,
cholesterol level. You gotta watch out.
Yeah, I'm like, I got this. There is such thing as also with the nutrition factor, which a lot of people don't understand. Overdoing it, so you do got to watch out, like you said, cholesterol. You got to watch out for, there is such thing as protein toxicity, which is actually protein overdose. A lot of people don't realize too much protein can be a bad thing if you're not monitoring your levels. It can cause kidney dysfunction, liver dysfunction, and it actually ultimately could cause internal damage to major organs like the heart, things like this. So, I mean, potassium. Another one, big player, potassium, too much potassium. There's a lot of things that complain health and fitness. People don't realize that. It's like, I look at fitness as like, the body is pretty much, you're pretty much fitness as a car. And you got to look underneath the hood. You got to go into the details. You got to see, you know, what do I need to fix here? What do I need to do? Is it more reps? Is it more weight? Is it more cardio? Is it more, you know, this? Or is it maybe I got to add a little more nutrition? There's a lot. So there's just a lot of different things that go into it, and a lot of people don't see that, and they overlook all the important things like your nutrition intake, your protein, your supplement intake, and also this what you're doing for a workout. I mean, there are people I see, they go into the gym and they're sitting there, they're struggling trying to do ridiculous workouts that they can't. Like, I've literally had guys look at me and say things to me like, "Oh God, I can't push up this weight. I'm trying to do like 500 pounds on a bench press," and I'm like, "Dude, you're crazy. Have you even done bench press? You're nuts. No, get away from that before you kill yourself. No, that's not how you do it. It's not how you get the job done. You got to do it smart, especially with working out. It's a fun hobby, but it can be a dangerous hobby. If you're not doing the right things, you're obviously going to be prone to injury. You're going to get hurt, and you don't want any of that. That's not fun stuff. So You want anything, especially with fitness, you want to do it smart, fun, and you want to make it easy, but also do it to the best of your ability. And I think that's honestly what I've done over the years. I've done it to the best of my ability. I've done it sometimes smart. I haven't had injury. I'm not going to lie. I've caused my own injuries being a little silly and stupid, but you know, so it's just a matter of, though, using your head and using the smarts and having the motivation to just achieve a lot with it and go with it. And that's literally what I did. I took advantage of it and I ran with it. And like I said, now I got this program, which is D's Extreme, which is going to be a fitness DVD that I'm working on. We start filming and hopefully my goal is to get it out and have it manufactured by early summer this year. And right now, other than the DVD, we also got the Fitness Network online. And now, obviously, you and I have been talking heavily and maybe doing my own segments with you guys now, fitness segments, doing the health and fitness tips and nutrition ideas, you know, segments with you guys. So, I mean, we got a lot of things going on and developing and producing. And I definitely, you know, the way it's taking off, it's phenomenal. And just to be doing things with, you know, just to say, wow, I took something so small, being such a small hometown kid, and turned it into something big. And now I'm doing things with you guys, I'm doing things with these other people. And it's amazing to know what little things you can accomplish with just a little hard work and dedication, and using health and fitness as your main goal too. And then that's what I used it as my crutch and my go-to.
Right. Everybody knows, starting Wednesday, November 11th, that's 11/11, we will be having Derek Webb, fitness trainer extraordinaire, on every Wednesday during our broadcast. He'll be on at the beginning of every broadcast with a three to five minute segment about fitness, you know, eating tips, you know, just supplements, anything to do with workouts. He's going to, you know, help you stay fit, especially during this COVID season. And we look very forward to that, Derek. Can you tell everybody where they can find you, like social media, websites, where they can access your basically like your television show?
It's at www.trainmelive.com. It's titled Derek's Fitness Network. You'll see it's under the category, it's under a channel, Strengthening and Conditioning. You'll find my workouts there that come on every Monday. They run from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. East Coast time. And you can find me on social media at www.facebook.com, and just under, you know, look up under Derek's Fitness Network. You can find my Derek's Fitness Network fan page, or you can find my generalized Facebook fan page. And you can see me there, and you can, you know, shoot me an email, privately email me there. If you have any questions, tips, pointers, you want advice, feel free. You know, I mean, my point is to, I would like to get everyone involved and get everyone more exploratory into the health and fitness industry. I think that's the sad part, is it lacks in a lot of people's lives, especially the obesity pandemic in this country is tremendously out of control. But people with heart disease, lungs disease, you know, so I look at all these people, and it's like, you know, I see some of the young kids out there, but it's, some of it's related to diabetes or obesity. And, you know, it's like, they need a change. You know, we need to stop this. This is bad. It's like I'm in such a pandemic. I'm glad I chose a career and a way and path to stop that in this world. And I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be doing something so inspirational.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Derek.
Thank you very much.
Deb on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. We will be back next week with another wonderful guest. See you then. Till then, peace out. Next Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure meeting you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Welcome. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.